This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation and a host of other agricultural groups have revealed a groundbreaking data repository that supporters say will give farmers ultimate control over the ever-increasing business data gathered and transmitted by high-tech farm machinery. Tractors, tilling equipment, planters, sprayers, harvesters, and agricultural drones are increasingly connected to the internet. Even so, farmers don't always have the ability to precisely control where that data goes, nor transfer it from one data processor to another. The newly formed Agricultural Data Coalition will empower farmers to better control, manage, and maximize the value of the data they collect every day in the fields. AFBF President Zippy Duvall says that farmers must retain ownership and control of the private agricultural data that originates from the work they do in their fields. He added that harnessing that proprietary information for field-level efficiency and effectiveness is the key that will unlock more profitability and the greater adoption of precision agriculture. That's good for business and the environment, too. Farmers interested in learning more about data collection and organizations interested in joining ADC's efforts should visit www.agdatacoalition.org. A coalition of major farm organizations, including AFBF, commodity groups, and agricultural technology providers, have debuted a tool designed to help farmers understand how their data will be used when they adopt precision agriculture technologies. New technologies and products are constantly entering the marketplace and generating millions of bits of data about farmers' fields, crops, and equipment. A recent survey found that an overwhelming number of farmers do not know what happens to their data when they use new technologies. The Ag Data Transparency Evaluator was created to help producers understand where their data is going and who has access and control over it. The evaluator requires participating ATPs to answer 10 key questions about their technology products, use, and control of farmer data. A third-party administrator then reviews the answers and determines whether the products meet the standards of transparency set by the privacy and security principles for farm data. Products that meet the standards will receive the Ag Data Transparent Seal to be displayed on promotional materials and product pages. Additionally, farmers can go to the Transparency Evaluator website to see and compare all the products and services that have undergone the evaluation. To learn more, visit fb.org, Ag Data Transparent. No one represents Illinois Farm Bureau or its policies better than the members themselves. That's the value of FB Act, or the Farm Bureau Agricultural Contact Team, and the personal contacts made to elected officials. Any Farm Bureau member, including collegiate Farm Bureau members, may sign up for FB Act. Once registered, those members receive requests to contact elected officials and share views on issues or proposals. Your involvement in additional activities will help to build your relationship with your elected officials and make these tasks easier, but most find these two tasks to be pretty simple ways to protect their farms. The FB Act program also helps you find a comfortable, effective way to become an advocate. Maybe it's emailing your legislator after you've put the kids to bed or speaking about an agricultural issue to your church group. Last fall, FB Act members responded to an action request to stop dangerous cuts to crop insurance. FB Act members may opt to receive updates via a direct email, a text, a recorded phone call from the IFB president, or by contacting their County Farm Bureau. After reviewing the request and background information, members may follow a direct link in their email for a sample message or call their elected officials directly. FB Act members are encouraged to report their contacts with legislators, allowing Farm Bureau to account for outreach, especially in targeted districts and/or committees. To join FB Act, contact your County Farm Bureau. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500 scholarship, a $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2016-17 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 18th. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service announced participants with Conservation Stewardship Program 2012 contracts have from now until March 31 to submit an application to their local field office to renew their CSB contract. NRCS allows CSB participants to renew a CSB contract for one additional five-year period. The 2012 contracts are set to expire December 31st of 2016. Participants are encouraged to submit an application to renew their CSB contract. In Illinois, more than 300 CSB 2012 contracts will reach the end of their initial five-year contract period and may be renewed for an additional 5 years when participants agree to adopt additional conservation activities to achieve higher levels of conservation on their lands. Local NRCS field offices are currently in the process of contacting participants and providing them with the necessary application forms. However, if a current CSB participant is unsure if they are eligible to apply for a new CSB renewal, they should contact their local NRCS field office. For more on technical and financial assistance available through conservation programs, contact your local NRCS field office. Change, Challenge, and Opportunity is the theme for the 2016 Illinois Farm Bureau Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference to be held April 6th and 7th at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. With 2 days of general sessions and workshops, attendees will have the opportunity to discuss the changes, face the challenges, and create opportunities that impact Illinois farms, as well as access timely information and tools needed to help advance the agenda of farmers and agriculture. GALC workshop sessions will focus on three tracks: water quality, local government, and leadership. Speakers also will highlight current federal and state issues agriculture is facing, including GMOs, livestock, transportation, and trade. IFB members will have the opportunity to hear from newly elected American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall. Duvall will spend both days with IFB members, engaging them in discussion and asking for their opinions. Again this year, attendees will see firsthand what happens when hundreds of farmers partner together on issues during the statewide legislative reception on Wednesday evening. The cost of the conference is $50 for Wednesday, $30 for Thursday, or $70 for both days. Attendees can register for the conference by contacting their local County Farm Bureau office. Applications are now available for nurse practitioner scholarships through the Illinois Farm Bureau Rural Nurse Practitioner Scholarship Program. There will be 5 scholarships worth $4,000 each granted this year. The scholarship program, now in its 24th year, helps encourage and develop the pool of rural health practitioners to help meet primary health care needs in rural Illinois. Students who receive scholarships agree to practice for 2 years in an approved rural area in Illinois. To be eligible for the scholarship, students must be Illinois residents and be a registered nurse accepted or enrolled in an accredited nurse practitioner program. Funding is provided by the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program. Applications are available at county farm bureaus throughout the state on the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program website at rimsap.com or by contacting Illinois Farm Bureau. For additional information, contact Illinois Farm Bureau at 209-557-2350. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.